Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Roger. People may not be instantly familiar with CERC. Just remind us, it's very often referred to as the tech, but this is the Southeastern Regional Campus that we're talking about.
Yeah, Southeastern Regional College, yeah.
It's the Southeastern Regional College, and we're down at your campus, as I say, this morning, Roger, and putting the spotlight on Put It In Your Phone Day. What is this about?
I think to put it into easy to understand terms, the college isn't open every day of the year, and our students, of course, like any other student, have times off during the year for Christmas, Easter and summer. But that doesn't actually mean that the support that we give to the student ends the minute the college closes. For example, I'm the head of pastoral care, so I deal with, student well-being and looking after them on a day-to-day basis whenever they're in the college. So myself and Paul, who I'll be speaking to in a moment, decide upon how can we support our students during the Christmas period when I suppose we could have an awful lot of issues with our students. Beforehand, what we'd have done, we'd have put support numbers up on social media. But today we're asking all of our students to take 5 minutes and put support numbers in their phones so that they have it over the Christmas period should they need any support, whether it be counselling or otherwise.
Yeah, Roger, I'll come back to you in a second because, as you say, Paul is one of the men behind organising this. He's the campus manager. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Paul, do you think will the young people listen to two more seasoned individuals who work on campus and put special numbers into their phone, or do most people just see themselves as like indestructible?
Well, of course, we all see ourselves as indestructible until a problem hits. I think this morning they're taking a couple of minutes out of class. During class time, they're putting the numbers in. They'll probably won't think too much about it, but should someday over the holiday period, some evening, some friend of theirs or some family member that they're concerned about, that's when we're hoping that the memory will kick back in and say, actually, I do know where we can get a bit of help for whoever.
So what sort of numbers are going in there?
The numbers that are going in are Care Call, the Lifeline, and also the PIPS numbers, depending on the region that the young person is living in.
Now, a suggestion there that young people will find themselves facing some hurdles or challenges, or their family will, over the Christmas period. And it's great to know that these facilities are available. But isn't it sad that we're suggesting to kids that they put in a suicide prevention number into their phone before they go off to what should be a time of enjoyment?
Well, absolutely. It would be nice if we didn't have to do these things. But I think what we're concerned about here is we want young people to know that they're not alone, that help is available. Sometimes the thing that's worrying them or a problem that they have is quite small, really, on the scale of things. But they might just need somebody who'll just sort of put it in context for them, point it out to them, advise them as to where they can get some further help and assistance. And, you know, if it just gives people that bit of reassurance that things can be dealt with, that problems can be solved, it's well worth doing.
Absolutely. I think it's a great initiative, especially at your level where you're dealing with young people from the sort of 17 to 20 bracket who are, I'm sure, facing all sorts of challenges. Many of them will be the happiest people on earth, but there'll be some in there who will be finding every day a bit of a task.
Absolutely, we do have people that have got an unfair burden of issues to deal with, but by doing this across everybody, it means that we're not singling out those that have got particular concerns or problems, and it's there for everybody. And again, even the very act of doing this, we're hoping that in the very act of your conversation this morning, it's just going to promote that further and further into the community, and let people know that there's plenty of help there if you ask for it at the right time.
You're right, Paul. Paul, thank you for letting us know about it. And Roger, as head of pastoral care at CERC, you're really, like Paul, suggesting to other people who would be listening to the programme, put these numbers into your phone, be ready to ring a helpline, be ready to make contact with any person who is available to assist, because it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help.
No, definitely not. That's one of the things that we try to empower with our students, is that if they do have a problem or a concern, or if something is getting on top of them, we actually encourage our students to put their hands up and ask for help from their tutors, from the likes of Paul and from the likes of myself as head of pastoral care. Now, the support networks we have are not exclusively external to the college. We have our own support networks within the college that we can help students whenever they're on campus and even on off campus as well. And we have access to care call counselling, as Paul has mentioned there, and they're available on a face-to-face basis one day a week on all of our campuses and 24/7 via their free helpline as well. So we can help students not only in the college but external as well. And we would have sort of departments within the college that help students with whatever their issues are, whether it be learning support, funding, or whether they're just having difficulty completing assignments. We have a unique department within the college, which I also help to head up, called CERC Extra, which gives students who may not have a learning difficulty or disability the opportunity to ask for help in order to complete assignments, because that can be one of the things that causes the stress, that causes the buildup of that stress where they then need counselling. But if we can tackle that earlier, it reduces that potential for students to need counselling because of stress.
Good speaking to you, Roger. Thanks for your time as well.
Thank you.
It's a common sense there from two senior people in the CERC College, the Southeastern Regional College. And this will be in other universities, colleges and schools as well, but they're highlighting, put it in your phone today. And I think they're reminding us all that certain numbers should be in our phone. So as if we need assistance, it will be there for us. Darn good advice.